Michael Vick issued an apology today. Looking sober and speaking from the heart, Michael Vick apologized Mungie for using bad judgment and making, quote, bad decisions. And he vowed to redeem himself after pleading guilty to a federal dogfighting charge. This is Michael's words first, quote, first, I want to apologize for all the things that I've done and that I've allowed to happen. The star quarterback said at a news conference following his appearance in U.S. District Court to formally enter a plea. You know, he pleaded guilty today. Today is the day he pled. All right. So sentencing was set for December 10th, and Vic could get sent to prison for 1 to 5 years. Vic was suspended indefinitely by the NFL last week. Wow. In Atlanta, the Falcons said they would not cut Vic immediately because of salary cap issues. The team intends to pursue the $22 million in bonuses that they've already he already received in a record $130 million contract signed in 2004. Wow. This man signed a $130 million contract in 2004. Forgive me, everybody. I'm not a person who's into sports at all. I didn't even know that kind of money. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Quote, this is the owner. We cannot tell you today that Michael is cut from the team. In fact, I think I got the clip, the actual audio of their reaction to this. Hang on a second. Here we go.
I'm sure you know Michael Vick's plea agreement was heard and accepted by the judge. In a summary of the facts filed last Friday, Michael admitted to some very serious charges related to the earlier indictment. And let me say again how profoundly disappointed and saddened we are by the actions that Michael has admitted to. He has let down his fans and his team, has damaged the reputation of our club and the entire National Football League, and betrayed the trust of many people. We now must address numerous issues that include many time-consuming legal, contractual, and salary cap matters. This is not as simple as standing here today and telling you we're terminating Michael's rights. We simply cannot do that. It's not in our fans or our franchise's long-term best interests. It would be a short-term fix at the expense of our long-term success. We're going to examine and pursue every one of the issues we face to protect our ability to build and field a competitive team in future years.
All right, there is so much going on there. So much going on there. Let's listen to this again. I should have probably done this the first time. Well, let's listen to this again and allow me to kind of critique it as we go.
I'm sure you know Michael Vick's plea agreement was heard and accepted by the judge. In a summary of the facts filed last Friday, Michael admitted to some very serious charges related to the earlier indictment. And let me say again how profoundly disappointed and saddened we are by the actions that Michael has admitted to.
Let's stop right there. We are saddened and disappointed, I believe the exact words were, by the charges that Michael has admitted to. That is so funny to me because, I mean, this is a business. It's all a business. I mean, no matter how you want to try to spin this, when something negative goes down between someone famous, whether they be on a record label or on a sports team, instantly the PR people are called together because the American people are just not, their attention span is at zero. So the manipulators come and they literally hold meetings to see how do I manipulate the situation in order to not have as much of an impact on us. So carefully worded releases are so key. They wish that he hadn't admitted to it. Basically, if he had not admitted to it, and there was a chance of him getting off, that possibly would have been better for them. Because in the long run, they could say, we stood by our teammate who was not guilty and proved to be not guilty in some situations. Now, in this situation, there was like an outcry, outcry. If you look at videos on Yahoo, the video.yahoo.com, there is a video clip where a man took his Michael Vick football that was in a frame. He actually took it out of the frame And well, not the frame, but the casing, the glass casing. He took it out all on film, showed it to the camera, showed the autograph, showed the official logo, et cetera, et cetera. And then took it into the front yard and let his dog attack it. Just basically let his dog just go for it with this thing. That was utterly amazing to me that that he could do this. So there's some serious hatred for this man that's out there right now. And it's that hatred that people can't get with. You know, they got this serious dilemma. Oh, God, people hate this man. And if they're hating on him like this, we can't stay with him. I don't know. Here's more.
He has let down his fans and his team. He's damaged the reputation of our club and the entire National Football League and betrayed the trust of many people. We now must address numerous issues that include many time-consuming legal, contractual, and salary cap matters. This is not as simple as standing here today and telling you we're terminating Michael's rights. We simply cannot do that. It's not in our fans or our franchise's long-term best interests. It would be a short-term fix at the expense of our long-term success.
So if they just fired him at the moment because of the outcry, people would freak completely out once the team started losing. Like, it would be an immediate thing where they would say, oh, okay, well, great, he's gone. But once they start losing, oh, man, once they start losing, people are not necessarily with that. Then all of a sudden, that's what I mean by the attention span, and they know what the attention span is. They know. They can have, well, let's just look at the rate of press this man is getting. And I'm not even saying that it's good to beat dogs and have them fighting. Actually, I find that kind of gross. But all right, you get Michael Vick. He is accused of leading a dog fighting ring. That's real messed up. I agree. But you have like OJ, who goes around murdering people, white people. I mean, he goes around having sex with white people and then murdering them as a black man. That's just not cool, dude. That's just not that. Oh, my God. You want to talk about a black eye? You want to talk about setting race relations back? OJ is killing them. He's having sex with them and then he's killing them. That's terrible. Michael Jackson is having sex with little white boys. So he's a black man. I'm not trying to make this a racist issue. I'm telling you that black men having sex with little white boys, but yet Michael Jackson is frolicking around free right now. He did it. And R. Kelly, well, at least R. Kelly kept his stuff among black people. So here's R. Kelly rolling around urinating on girls, and his trial is about to start. But look how many years it took for that just to get to that climax. That is another story entirely that we actually have not addressed in detail and we really need to get to. But Michael Vick's case is coming to a conclusion like soon. This whole thing, I know that he pleaded, and I know that that's like really a whole different thing, but his case is coming to an end much sooner than Michael Jackson, R. Kelly. R. Kelly's case is still being dragged out, and again, we've got to deal with that. But I digress. These people who are attempting to be so upset about this whole Michael Vick situation because they're franchise owners. They have to sit there and just be appalled. And I'm not sitting here saying that they are just happy that it happened and happy that he did it or even that they would take part in it. But trust me, they are not nearly as disgusted as they are pretending. They're disgusted that he did something to affect their bottom line. When you get into the business world, the bottom line is that finance. And when you affect someone's financial situation, you have affected them indeed. And Michael Vick has done that. He's affected he's potentially affected the financial situation of the team, but he's also affected his own pocketbook. These are Vic's words. I made a mistake of using bad judgment and making bad decisions. Those things just can't happen. It's so funny. He did not write these words. His press writers are as good as the president's right now. Dogfighting is a terrible thing, and I do reject it. Do you think he really means that? This is what I'm talking about talking to our intelligence. They're playing on dogfighting is a bad thing. And I do reject it. Now, why do you reject it, Michael? Do you reject it because the cameras are in front of you and you've been federally indicted? Or do you reject it because you realize it's a bad thing? I think that if we were to be honest with people and honest with ourselves, we would have to say he rejects it because he got caught. He rejected because he wishes that he wasn't in this situation. He rejects it because he had a wonderful life before all of this happened, and now his life is in serious question. The future, when it comes to his employment, the future when it turns to when it comes to his freedom. I don't know. I'm really confused about what's going to happen out there. He singled out NFL Commissioner Robert Goodell Blank, Coach Bobby Petrino, and his teammates for personal apologies. I was not honest and forthright in our discussions. Wow. Yeah, they got this man. He also apologized to all the young kids out there for my immature acts and what I did. And what I did was very immature. So that means I need to grow up. I totally ask for forgiveness and understanding as I move forward to bettering Michael Vick, the person, not the football player. So here we go. He's like pretending. He's playing that card where he's pretending that, you know, he's not necessarily trying to. This has nothing to do with football. This, the card he's trying to play. He concluded by saying, I offer my deepest apologies to everyone, and I will redeem myself. I have to. Wow. It says, he said little in court, standing erect and softly answering yes, sir, and no, sir, to the U.S. District Judge. Family members occupied the first row of the packed courtroom for the 15-minute hearing. The plea was by the suspended quarterback was accepted by Hudson, who asked, are you entering a plea of guilty to a conspiracy charges because you are in fact guilty? Vicks answered yes. Hudson emphasized he is not bound by sentencing guidelines or the recommendations of the prosecutors and can impose the maximum sentence. Prosecutors proposed a 12 to 18-month prison term. Good Lord. You're taking your chances here. You'll have to live with it. Whatever decision I make, Hudson said. Whatever decision I make. A first-time offender might receive no jail time for this offense, U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg said in a statement. We thought, however, that the conduct of this conspiracy was heinous, cruel, and inhumane. Victor's one of our defendants in this case. You know, it is interesting because you have these plea agreements that people can make, and you can make a plea agreement no matter what happens, but the judge isn't obligated by that. This is just the prosecutor telling the judge, this is what we would like to see happen in this case. Judge isn't bound by that. The judge has no obligation whatsoever to abide by anything that you're saying. Nothing. So that's going to be a rough one. That's really going to be a rough one. I don't know what's going to happen here, but I don't know. I just don't even know how to even go with that, because this is something that has the potential to, the judge could really be in one of those moods where he wants to prove a point. And if he wants to prove a point, then he will. And he can. If you want to comment on that, you can feel free to give us a call at 646-652-4656. We are back. Our webcam is on. We're trying this out, this new thing that I told you before that we were going to try this from time to time. And we are trying it. www.idleradioshow.com. The webcam is up. Looks like it's getting jammed a little bit. I think that means that a bunch of you all are logging on to it. Again, don't think that I'm going to have this thing on constantly. Just think it's kind of cool to do every now and then. I mean, like, if I want to pick my nose, I'm going to feel a little bit more self-conscious about picking my nose right now with the world looking at me. I'm not really even looking. You see, I just had an itch. My nose itch. Any of you watching right now? My nose just itched because I mentioned picking my nose. It's funny how the brain can work. And it's working against me in that regard. So it's on. A little bit later, we're going to have T-Bone from I Love New York. You know, we have like some serious I Love New York fans out there. That show was huge. I don't even know if they knew how big that show was actually going to get. I remember saying to myself, I got to see that show. But I don't know. It's just something about New York that freaks me out. And then it makes me not necessarily want to check that out. Now, let's deal with this Juanita Bynum situation. And I don't even have the story in front of me. I don't know what happened to it. I'm looking for it. But the latest on the Newswire basically said that her husband entered a plea. Well, he didn't enter a plea. He was officially charged. She turned himself in Atlanta. That's an interesting case for me because being that I'm from Chicago, I'm not very familiar with this man. I'm hearing that he is huge, but he's not someone that I really know anything about. But of course I know about him now. And okay, so he turned himself in. I don't think we got a chance to address this story at all last week. There was a big fight in the parking lot of a hotel in Atlanta between Mr. Weeks. Why do I keep calling him Meeks? I think I even wrote down Meeks. Between Bishop Weeks III and his wife Juanita Bynum. Apparently, the fight went in his favor. This is by all accounts. By all accounts, the fight went in into his favor. So the headline said, Bishop Weeks savagely beats his wife. I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know. I mean, I cannot fathom beating my wife to that extent. I can't imagine that. But I mean, like, none of us were there. And in this culture, it's just funny to me. It's almost shocking that anytime a man is has a fight with his wife, whenever that happens, he is beating her. Like, that's the way the story turns out. Now, if two women are fighting, then usually they don't say Juanita savagely beat Brittany. Juanita, Brittany got into a fight. Juanita won, Brittany won. Whatever. Two guys are fighting. And normally it's not a vicious, savage attack. But when a man and a woman fights, it's an attack. Like, it's always that way. It's the way, just the whole nature of the whole thing. It's an attack. It's just bad. And that's interesting to me. It's so interesting to me because it's like, okay, men and women, I don't think anybody should be fighting, personally. Like, when you're adults, any adult, I've always had this philosophy. This is my philosophy. If you are an adult and you hit another adult, I don't care if it's your sister, I don't care if it's your husband, I don't care if it's your wife. You're an adult, and you've now struck another adult. My opinion is, in my ever-do-not-be-humble opinion, my opinion is, the moment that you've done that, you should have already contemplated that there's going to be a fight. And you should have contemplated the response, measured in your mind whether or not you're going to come out on top or on the bottom. Measure whether or not, if you are going to be on the bottom, is there something you can grab in order to make yourself come out on the top, if you can't do it physically, you know, just like big ones. It's just a thought process. It almost seems instantaneous. Okay, I'm about to smack this dude, but he's bigger than me, and if I smack him, I mean, he's gonna smack me back. This is my mind. This is my mind saying that all of this should go through the process. He's gonna smack me back, so I gotta deal with this. I gotta depend on the fact that he's gonna slap me back, and I have got to prepare to be slapped back. And am I going to slap him back now? And then, of course, this is just going to be a fight. This is my view of adults fighting, period. With that being said, in our society, when it's a man or a woman fighting, we're told that you're not supposed to hit a woman, which has always been absurd to me. Because if a woman knows that you're not supposed to even hit her back, then you're left with no defense if you're to be attacked. Now, I'm not insinuating that Juanita caused this. I'm not insinuating that she started this. I'm not even talking about her right now because I don't know what happened in this particular situation. I'm really talking about a larger principle. If a woman, and women can be crazy, let's not think that men are the only creatures out there. Let's not think that the absence of penis has anything to do with sanity. Wow. Well, that might be true. Yeah, us men, we really do get nuts. But women can be crazy as well. So my point is, it is theoretically possible for a woman to start a fight with a man. And if a woman starts a fight with a man, what is the man supposed to do? Hey, if you want to tell me, 646-652-4656, we can talk about this. But what is the man supposed to do when he's attacked by a woman? Now, some people say he's supposed to just leave the room. He's supposed to just basically cover himself up enough to get away from her, basically run away from her. I just think that's not logical. If an adult is just smacking me all around, if my mother is smacking me all around, I would use the utmost restraint to get myself away from her, but I'll be trying to get myself away from her because you can only take that for so long. My own mother can't just beat on me. At a certain point, you build that up, and you build that up. You have to get that away from a situation. But if this is a spouse, and this is somebody that you don't even have that same type of mother love for, you have your natural defense mechanisms are not necessarily there when you're dealing with a parent. But your defense mechanisms are there when you're dealing with a spouse. So anytime that there is a man or a woman who is fighting, it's always perceived as the man beat the woman, and usually because the man is stronger than the woman. So if he defends himself at all, or even if it's just equal, he's going to come out on the top. He's going to come out the winner, usually. And you have smart, smart women who know to just grab something, and then you end up laying 6 feet under after that, which might actually be a wise move if you're going to fight some big dude. But why is this always the case? Whenever there is a man or a woman fighting, why is it always the case that that the woman is the victim? I don't know. It's like understood that the woman is the victim, and eventually you can go and you can maybe try to plead another case that she isn't, but that it's the man has to then prove himself. It's always that way, and it's so interesting to me how this all pans out. Man, woman fights, fine. It's a fight, but when the story breaks, man beats woman. That's just the natural order of things. So, women, when you are fighting a man, what is he supposed to do? If you attack a dude, what is he supposed to do? The fact that you don't have a penis means he's supposed to run. And then when he does that, oh my God, if he does that, you will talk about him like there is absolutely no tomorrow. This is just really, really a funny and an interesting thing. And I'm sure that people out there just think I'm nuts. Well, I don't know. Let's if you want to call in on this particular thing, you can give us a call at 646-652-4656. Or if you want to call in on any of the stuff that we're talking about, you can give us a call. We have a caller on the line from area code 401. You're on the Idol Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. I think what you're talking about is a very interesting topic.
Okay.
And I believe, in my opinion, I would never, under no circumstance, if I could hit a woman, I would run the other way. But they have a power, and they have a way to sort of make people believe them. So, my opinion, I don't know if I would hit a woman.
Now, in any situation, like for instance, if you're backed into a corner and she's got some sort of big weapon, she's got an iron, she's got something that could hurt you, are you just going to react in order to get away?
Oh, so you're talking about basically self-defense.
I'm always talking about self-defense. I don't think that – see, this – I'm not going to cut you off. I just really want to stress this point. I don't think that a woman should hit a man either. I don't think that a man should hit a woman. When I'm talking about hitting a person, it's one adult that's hitting another adult. Do you defend yourself? That's what I mean. I don't even think that a woman should hit a man first. I don't think any adult should ever hit another adult. I don't really see the reason for that. But if an adult hits me, I don't think that the gender of the adult should determine my response. Do you get what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah.
And under those circumstances, you know, when it comes to self-defense, I would absolutely probably, in most cases, referring to that, use equal force.
Yeah. But that's the problem. Equal force. If you're a man and you use equal force with a woman, first of all, it's hard to sit there and judge that. But equal force would mean you're using the same force system to get yourself off, which might be more force than her. And now you're under arrest for beating her. And that's the problem.
Well, you basically talked about would I.
Yeah.
If I did, am I able to look at the consequences?
Yeah.
And I think that's basically now a different topic.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we react from an emotional standpoint, but then we have to deal with the action piece.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would probably use equal force, and whatever happened afterwards, I would deal with that.
I would do the same. I completely agree with you. Do you ever think about that, like when you hear these stories of this man-woman beating that, like we never really know the real story and how unfortunate it can be? It's almost like the guy has to go out of his way to prove himself innocent.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. There's one thing I want to applaud what you just stated. You mentioned that no one, male or female, should use any type of violence, but in any case, if they do use violence, and if it happens to be a female, sometimes out of rage, and men sometimes, like you said, our natural instinct is to protect ourselves, I think you bring up a good a subject, because I heard plenty of cases where women are very violent and really nothing happens to them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's really, really a sad, sad thing. And I think I'm just as guilty as what I'm saying, though, because whenever I hear about a man beating up a woman, my mind naturally goes to how could he do that? So I'm even that person that I'm talking about. It's like, you know, the idea of a man beating up a woman who's weaker than him is like a adult beating up a child in the same, you know, line of reasoning about strength. And so I feel bad. I just know that there are situations where a man can be attacked, and there are situations where, for instance, let's just take this scenario for a second. Okay. If a woman were to attack OJ right now, OJ Simpson, it would be absolutely in his best interest to run as fast as he possibly could. Would you not agree?
I absolutely agree.
Because nobody's going to believe him at this point.
Absolutely.
Nobody's going to agree.
But you know what? You're bringing up some interesting topic. But what I'm looking at is the why. Why are we in this time in history? What are some of our fears? What are triggering this hatred and this resentment inside of us? I think what's going on in us. And I think instead of really always talking about what's happening, I think we have to look inside ourselves and ask ourselves what fear or what inabilities in ourselves is causing us to react in violence.
Yeah, yeah, true. You have any thoughts on that?
I think a lack of knowing who we really are.
So we sit there, we don't really know ourselves, we don't know the root of our own strength, and so the only thing we can do at that point is just like lash out.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. When I just say when I went through my healing process, I really never really understood how, at an emotional level, how emotions controlled me instead of me learning to control my emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, most of us, I think, are absolute slaves to our emotions. When we don't even try to put them in check or even understand what's happening, so we get a feeling and we act. That's like the natural thing that we think is what we're supposed to do. We have a feeling, we react to it.
Absolutely, and I think the more we become aware of who we are, I think the more conscious we are to make better choices in that, and I would say in the moment.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate your call. How'd you hear about our show? Are you a regular listener?
It's interesting. I own a radio station, and I happen to be on the internet. I own an AM station, and for some reason, I found your show, and I just clicked, and here I am. And I also believe nothing happens by accident, so I just want to applaud you. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you very much, sir. Our show is definitely open up for syndication, so all you got to do is just let us know. I appreciate it.
And remember, universal7radio.com, if you want to write that down. You can go there and contact me. We're looking for new shows, and our station is worldwide.
Universal7radio.com?
Yep, Universal, the number 7.
I was about to ask if it was the number 7, radio.com. See, there you go. This nothing happens by coincidence. And what's your name?
My name is Greg Norman.
Greg Norman, thank you so much for calling the Idol Radio Show, and hopefully we'll be talking with you soon.
Yep, and keep up the good work.
I will. Thanks a lot. That is so cool. That is Greg Norman. He found our show on the internet, everybody. He found our show. He heard it, liked it, and called in. Now, it's really all it's so fascinating to me when someone in radio likes the Idol Radio Show. I love my listeners. Don't get me wrong. I love you to no end. Without you, I would have nothing to talk about. But when someone in radio recognizes your talent, it's an extra oomph because they're in the business. They actually know talent. They know what they're hearing. They know what a produced show is like, and they know quality when they hear it. And so many of us, it's like when I listen to singers. I don't know anything about singing, and I know that I don't know anything about singing. So I'll listen with Jennifer Hudson, and I'll say, Jennifer, can he sing? Jennifer, can she sing? Is he in key? Is she in key? The Idol Observer, who has a new show on our network, and we're going to be talking about that sometime tonight, I'll ask him, is this the right key? Is this the right thing? Because he knows music. He knows that. Well, Greg knows radio, and he likes our show.